Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 8. We will listen to the 24 verses as read by our guest reader, Dr. Michael Elliott. He is pastor of Regency Christian Center in Parker, Colorado, and was my pastor for over 15 years and the first chairman of the board of the Ezra Project.
2 Corinthians chapter 8. We want you to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means of their own accord, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. And this, not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God to us. Accordingly, we urge Titus that as he had started, so he should complete among you this act of grace. But as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in earnestness, and in our love for you, see that you excel in this act of grace also. I say this not as a command, but to prove by the earnestness of others that your love also is genuine. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. And in this matter I give my judgment. This benefits you, who a year ago started not only to do this work, but also to desire to do it. So now finish doing it as well, so that your readiness in desiring may be matched by your completing it out of what you have. For if the readiness is there, it is acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what he does not have. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but as a matter of fairness, your abundance at the present time should supply their need, so that their abundance may supply your need, that there may be fairness. As it is written, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to God, who put into the heart of Titus the same earnest care I have for you. For he has not only accepted our appeal, but being himself very earnest, he is going to you of his own accord. With him we are sending the brother who is famous among all the churches for his preaching of the gospel. And not only for that, he has been appointed by the churches to travel with us as we carry out this act of grace that is being ministered by us for the glory of the Lord himself and to show our goodwill. We take this course so that no one should blame us about the generous gift that is being administered by us. For we aim at what is honorable, not only in the Lord's sight, but also in the sight of men. And with them we are sending our brother, whom we have often tested and found earnest in many matters, but who is now more earnest than ever because of his great confidence in you. Now as for Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker for your benefit. And as for our brothers, they are messengers of the churches, the glory of Christ. So give proof before the churches of your love and of our boasting about you to these men.
In 1994, on 2 Corinthians chapter 8, I wrote, "Give financially to support the work of the ministry." Then I referred to verse 11, "Finish doing it also. Complete what I start." And related to verse 15, "God's supply line, not too much, no lack." And then referring to verse 21, "Be honorable in the sight of God and men." In 2004, I read 2 Corinthians 5 through 9 on the same day, but I did have a couple of entries related to this chapter. I wrote, quoting verse 7, "But just as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, and knowledge, and in all earnestness, and in the love we inspired in you, see that you abound in this gracious work also." And then I quoted verse 11, "But now finish doing it also, so that just as there was readiness to desire it, so there may be also the completion of it in your ability. In 2015, I read 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 on the same day. You might remember I was in Australia at the time on a Gideon assignment, so I referred to chapter 8 when I wrote, "Give according to our means and beyond to the Lord. God blesses accordingly and for what is honorable to God." 2 Corinthians chapter 8 is a great chapter about our attitude about giving. So let's go over some of the key verses here. Verse 3 says, "For they gave according to their means, as I testify, and beyond their means of their own accord." So principle 1 is we can only give according to our means. If God has blessed you, you may have more to give. If you have limited means, you give according to your means. But the tail end of this verse says, "But they also gave beyond their means of their own accord." So in other words, they weren't arm-twisted to give more. They wanted to give more, a little bit beyond maybe what they thought they could give initially. Verse 7 says, "You do well in many things, Corinthian church, so you can also do well in the act of giving." Actually, the verse says, "But as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all earnestness, and in our love for you, see that you excel in this act of grace also." And this act of grace is the act of giving. So principle 2 in giving might be to excel in giving. Principle 3 comes a few verses later when it says basically complete what you pledged or complete what you started. The middle of verse 10 says, "This benefits you who a year ago started not only to do this work, but also to desire to do it." Verse 11 then says, "So now finish doing it as well." Maybe you've given a faith pledge to your church or to a building program or to a missions organization. This verse tells us, complete the task, do what you said, and finish. In any kind of a church giving campaign, we not only start eagerly, but we have to finish eagerly. Principle 4 is God meets the need. I think it's found in verse 15. Paul writing, "As it is written, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack." So whether you have much or whether you have little, God can meet the need. Those are 4 wonderful principles of our attitude toward giving. How do you measure up on those 4 principles? Do you give according to your means and maybe even sometimes beyond your means? Do you excel in the act of giving? Do you honor your pledges? Do you start strong and finish strong in your giving? And lastly, do you praise God because He meets the need, whether you have much or whether you have little? Finally, verse 21 says, "For we aim at what is honorable, not only in the Lord's sight, but also in the sight of man." I hope how you give, what you give, your attitude toward giving is honorable in the sight of God and also in the sight of man. Lord, we thank you that you give us means, that you equip us, that you bless us with the standard of living, whatever it is, and that you tell us to give according to our means. Let each of us be part of meeting the needs of your kingdom building here on earth. You set a principle of the tithe, and it's my understanding that if all the Christians gave 10%, there would be no needs in the church today. So we thank you for the challenge in this chapter about our heart, about our attitude about giving. Help us, Lord, to give according to our means. Help us to excel in giving. Help us to not only start well, but finish well in our giving. And help us realize that whether we have much or little, you provide exactly what we need. May our attitude and our actual giving be honorable in your sight. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, after that wonderful lesson, what a great chance to give to the Ezra Project and support Ad Bible. Just visit EzraProject.net. Look at how you can join Club 365 today. Thank you, and God bless you.